Hey, how's it going? Next topic is, how would you approach a cutie in a public setting, like a gym, a grocery store, a coffee shop, any of those settings? How would you approach someone that you find attractive? I, you know, of course, had to ask my friends and acquaintances throughout Instagram, throughout the people I've met in life. Anyway, stay tuned. Hello, amazing people. This is Lady Jig with another episode of Love Exchange. And it's actually my 146th episode. So yay to me. And also thank you for those who have been tuning in either consistently or maybe now and then you check out my episodes. You know, I don't expect everyone to listen to all my episodes, but if I get like a few people listening to me, it's all good in my hood. So thank you for that. And you know, this is an ongoing process, ongoing like thing for me to do in my life, and I have shared a lot of deep shit here and some, you know, some fun subjects here and there. And this one that I am gonna talk about is a bit fun. So yeah, how would you approach a cutie in a public setting? The thought of it is very nerve-wracking, and I can see why for men, why they may have a hard time. And here's the thing, it sucks that we still have that expectation that men should be the one approaching women. And of course, I'm talking in regards more of like straight men and women, and I'm not talking about queer folks. I've mentioned this before that I don't talk about like queer folks experiences because I'm not queer, and I'm not gonna be like saying I heard this, my home girl who's gay said this. Like, I don't want to do that unless like I have someone, like a guest who is queer and is open to talking about maybe certain like topics and experiences. And even then I'll have a disclaimer saying like, hey, this is just their experience, not to represent everybody here. Anyway, so that's, I just want to say that because I don't want people to think, oh, how come you don't talk about also like queer experiences? But yeah, because I'm a straight woman and I'm attracted to straight men. So anyway, so here's that. Anyway, but sometimes I do have like my friends who are gay, you know, do share their two cents in my topic. So, and then I will be clear, this is why he's answering it this way. Anyway, so yeah, so how would you approach someone? Because, and it sucks, yeah, that we think like a guy should approach a woman, you know, but I don't believe in that. I think women should also do that. I think it should be a balance, right? Like, and I say it's nerve-wracking because you know what? I'm challenging myself to do that. And that is my ultimate goal, to one day approach a guy I think is cute and just say, you're handsome. And that's it. I don't want to expect anything from him, like a date, or I don't want to expect like a number, but for me to just give a compliment to someone, I think is awesome. I think that's empowering because, and also more empowering if you don't expect anything back. I think that's because sometimes, at least for me as a woman, when a guy says, hey, you're pretty, I can't help but be like, okay, they want my number. And I get nervous because I don't want to say no, but I want to because I don't know this person, so I'm not going to give my number. And it's like, you don't want to be mean too, but you want to be honest as well. So anyway, yeah. So I'm going to just talk about my ideal way of approaching someone. And it depends on the setting. I know I said public place here, but I'll give a few examples. Grocery store, I haven't approached anyone, but I imagine myself. Okay. I'm letting you know, and most of you guys already know this, that I'm a creative writer, right? I moved to Southern California to pursue my writing career as a scriptwriter. I have a master's in creative writing. And so, yeah, I can get a little bit creative in my head in terms of different scenarios that I may or may not put myself through, or I imagine other people will, or I imagine other people in these scenarios. So anyway, so I had this idea that if I ever, for some reason, had the cojones to approach someone, I'll just have to strategize because I can't just be like, hey man, you look, I don't know, I just can't. So since I'm somewhat short, I thought, okay, if a cutie was like at a aisle and I needed something and I'll be like, oh, I can't reach it, can you help me? You guys are probably laughing at me, but I don't care. It's just strategy, you know? And I was even going as far as like, I don't even need that jar of spaghetti sauce, but I'm gonna do it just to talk to this hot guy. I haven't done this and I kind of want to see what happens. Just so that's one way to talk to somebody. Gym is tricky because I don't know, like everyone's trying to work on themselves and they try to look hot, you know what I mean? Like we're trying to get fit up in there. So first of all, I don't want to be staring at someone and then approach them. Like maybe if I don't know how to use a machine and there happened to be a cute guy there, I'll be like, hey, how do you use this machine? Because some of the machines I'm like, how do I use this? I don't want to be acting a fool and get injured in front of everyone. And that is not cool at all. No, sorry. Nobody likes that. I wouldn't like that. So yeah, gym, I think for me, it depends on the setting and it depends on maybe what they're doing. So what do I mean by that? So for example, okay, today I went to Starbucks and there was a guy working on a paper, it looks like. I mean, look at me, I'm like looking at his shit, being nosy, but, and it's not like I was super attracted to him. Okay, here's the thing with me. I like talking to different people. I like to meet new people. And it's not because I am necessarily like sexually attracted to them, but I'm just the kind of person that's like, I love humanity. I like to get to know people and then find out we have a common ground. And that's like the most amazing thing to me. I think that's what's great about life, is that even though we may come from different backgrounds, we can still find some kind of commonality with someone that you never met in your life. So I was really curious what he's writing. Maybe he was writing a screenplay. He wasn't writing a screenplay because I know what it would look like for dialogue. But anyway, looks like it was an essay. And then he busted out his journal and then he was writing notes and then he drew a square. And you guys are probably thinking like, Lady Jig, you're hella nosy. What the fuck? Like, you know what is going on with his life. Anyway, no, I didn't go that far. But I was tempted to be like, hey, what are you writing? You know, but I think the reason I didn't do that, I get nervous that, oh my God, I don't want this guy thinking I'm hitting on him, you know? I just want to say, hey, that's cool, what you doing, you know? So I try not to. But that's one way, guys. Like, if they're studying, right? And it's like in a coffee shop, just be like, hey, what you reading? Like that, dude. Or you're in the club and they got a hella tight tat on their arm. Just be like, that's a cool tat. But don't lie. I mean, say it because you mean it, because that's fucked up. Just say something that would start a conversation, you know? Or like they order a drink. They're like next to you at the bar and they order a drink. You're just like, hey, what are you having? I'm still deciding, all right? That's how you do it, guys, okay? If you guys need any ideas, like if you're pining over a woman or a man, like, dude, seriously, message me or send me a message if you're an anchor, or I do have my Instagram, lady_jig_love_exchange. So basically it's Lady Jig Love Exchange with underscores in between those words. Because to me, I think this is kind of fun. I actually am pretty good about approaching people, but in different settings, and I have to know what I'm working with. So for example, like that guy in Starbucks, I could have talked to him, or like people in the club, I can talk to people in the club. It's like no big deal. I know, you're probably like, shut your trap, you're bragging. I'm like, you know, not that I'm great at it, but I know a little something, something. So anyway, so that is me. That is how I would approach a cutie. Doesn't mean I always do it, because I tell you this, I see some cute guys in Sprouts, you know, but then you gotta be careful too, okay? Before you approach any cutie, you gotta make sure they're not with anyone. Now, just because they're not with anyone doesn't mean they're not dating anyone, but wouldn't that be boo-boo? I'm talking to a guy and then his girlfriend shows up, or his wife is like, oh, hey, boo, do we need rice? Like, that would be so embarrassing for me. So embarrassing. So, you know, yeah, so a few times I've seen cute guys, but I'm not gonna, and then I wait a little bit. I'm like, okay. It's not like I'm hella watching them, but if they're in my area and then all of a sudden there's like a chick walking up to them and like putting her food in the cart, and you're just like, oh, back up, girlfriend. No, to myself, I mean, back up. There, I'm saying my real name, backup Lady Jig. That's not your territory. So, anyway, so there's that. There is that. So, anyway, yeah, and then I will talk about my friends because some of them have similar answers. There are actually two main answers that I got from my friends. One is no, admire from afar. And then two, there's people who have like their own strategy of how to talk to a person. So I'm going to start with the people who said no, that they wouldn't approach a cutie. So Richie Rich, also known as Man of Steel, that is his anchor. So check it out for sure. He has a positive and reflective podcast. So I encourage you to check it out. So he says he's a nervous guy, but he'll smile afar and watch her walk away. I was like, aw. To me, that was the sweetest. I don't know. I thought that was really sweet because it's, like I said before, it can be super nerve-wracking, just the thought of approaching someone. So yeah, I've done that before. I'm just going to just, you know, look at them. And when they leave, I'll just watch as they go. It's all good. Anyway, and then Cece says, oh, I'm not going to say anything. I'll appreciate their cuteness from afar. So it's another one of those, like, I will just appreciate how cute they are far away. And Day Day, you know, goes, I'm a quiet person. I will admire them from afar. So same thing, but if he is compelled to want to talk to this person, he says, now I want to actually read what he says here, but if I was compelled to say something or just could not resist, wow, this chick gotta be really attractive for you to not resist. Then I would probably just wait until I was close enough and strike up a conversation by mentioning something in the store, such as, wow, these lines are so long, or perhaps pay her a compliment. Damn, your shoes are really groovy, or something of that nature. First of all, Day, I have not heard you say that to me when we were working together. So I guess I ain't that special. Anyway, I'm just playing with you. It's not like that between us. We're friends. And anyway, who says groovy? I have not heard anyone say groovy.
Groovy, baby.
Okay, except for that guy. But that's like, he was like, his character was supposed to be back in the 70s. So anyway, I'm not gonna clown on my friend here. Anyway, he's gonna listen to this to be like this girl right here. But yeah, admire from afar. But if the opportunity rises, he will use the surroundings to strike a conversation. I think that's very smooth, right? Because that's all you have. You can't just be like, how's your Aunt Sally? Like, you don't fucking know her. So why, you know, you don't wanna like super act like you've been knowing this person. So just be chill. Don't try too hard. Don't try too hard to be too charming, funny. It'll be obvious for us. It will be, trust me. All right, Olga says, that's a tough question. I'm not the type to approach a cute guy. Even when I met my husband, I didn't have the guts to approach him. I have witnessed friends approach other people, and I don't hear their conversations, but I know every time they manage to get that person to smile and laugh, and it goes well from there. So I guess that's the key. Find a way to make that person smile, because you're headed to the right direction. So there you go. Okay, I got a few more. One is from Manuel, who's from a band called Manuel the Band. Yeah, I'm serious. I guess he's the lead guy. He's actually the singer of that band. Anyway, he says, it would depend. I'm usually not the kind of person to approach like that. I'm awful at that, actually. So I haven't met him yet, but I know of him because I went to an open mic and he performed with his guitar and he sang acoustic and he has an amazing voice. And honestly, I was like, wow, it got my attention, to be honest. And so when I asked him this question, and after his response, I said, I think you should start singing and that'll work. He says, I think singing would be great if it worked for everything, which is true, right? Because, I mean, would you go to an interview singing? I mean, unless it's an audition, obviously. Or if you do see that cutie, would you go up to her and start singing? She'll be like, okay. You know, I mean, is it? I don't know. Yeah, so that's, I get your point. I get his point for sure. But yeah, so there's that. And then for Glow Visuals, he says, if it's a grocery store and she's by herself and it's instant vibe, then yes, definitely talk to her. But then again, how would you know it's instant vibes? Because you guys were looking at each other? Because one way to know that is by talking. So anyway, you do you, boo. Maybe you got your own method of figuring that out. And then with the gym, like working out, he says, well, no, because people are working out, they're focused on that. So I get what you mean. And when I think about it, if I, you know, because there are attractive people in the gym because they're fit and they're maintaining their fitness. So there are times when I do see a cute guy and I'm like, oh my God, he's hot. I don't know. I guess I feel more awkward, I think, than as if I saw him in a grocery store. Like, there's a likely chance I would approach them in a grocery store versus a gym. Because I think the gym, you're a little bit more exposed, meaning everyone's, you know, revealing their legs sometimes, most, and their arms usually. So you don't want to seem like you're being stared at, being like looked at in that way. So I can understand that. So anyway, thank you for your responses to the two of you. So there's that. And for them, it's like no go. Next is Caitlin's response. So she actually recorded it. I'm going to play it here, and this is her answer.
So if I see someone in a public place who might think is attractive or good looking or cute or anything like that, 99% of the time, I'm way too chicken to actually do or say anything about it, and I'll just probably ignore them or just keep walking. But if there is something about that person that I feel like I could address so that we could have some kind of common ground to start a conversation off of, I totally will. For example, if maybe someone's wearing a shirt from a brand that I like or a designer I like, I'll say, oh my gosh, is that such and such? And if the person says yes or no, I can continue gushing about like, oh, you know what? I totally love that shirt. Or, oh, I'm sorry, I totally thought that was Gucci. I love Gucci. Or something like that. And sometimes it doesn't even have to be a thing that I'm really super into. I just make a comment about whatever it is about them that I see or notice about them. For example, if I'm, say, I don't know, I'm just going to make up a scenario. Let's say I'm outside, I'm at the park, and I see a cute guy, and maybe he is saying something to a friend or he's got a picket sign, I will remark about what that person said or what they're doing in order to start a conversation. And it usually starts with a bit of enthusiasm, like, hey, you are into that? I am into that too. Or you've thought that way or you've gone through that? I've gone through that too. Typically, that's what I do. I try to find some kind of common ground, and I just show a ton of enthusiasm so that it sounds like we have some kind of shared history, even though we don't yet, hopefully. And that is able to engage them. So I try to be really friendly, and I kind of just do my thing. Yeah, that's it.
Thank you, Caitlin, for your response. That is a good idea to find something that you have in common with this person and go from there. And I like how you mentioned showing enthusiasm as well. So, yes, good pointers for all of us. Another recording is from my friend Ronnie, who also responded to this question. And yeah, she also go over her own methods, but typically she wouldn't talk to the person. So here's her answer.
It's Ronnie Canesso. All right. The problem is that I try to be that person to approach someone. in a completely sober situation. Like, in a bar or whatever, when you're drunk, of course, like, liquid courage is called liquid courage for a reason, and you don't care. I've been known to approach many a person with all sorts of salacious comments, but that's different because you're totally turned. So if I'm at, like, the gym or, like, at a grocery store, I would not approach them. Mainly because in my experience being the approacher, especially when I'm trying to approach, like, straight guys, I'm, like, 0-7. Like, it never, ever works for me. No matter what. No matter if it's super casual, no matter if I know that person already, like, it never works. I have no clue why. And so after trial and error, I was like, forget it. Like, I'm just going to wait to be approached. I'm going to send out those signals. I'm going to make the eye contact, the lingering stare, the pointed gaze, until I get their attention and then they want to come holler. But I've failed so many times at being the one to approach them that I'm kind of over it. So that would be my answer.
Ronnie, yes, kudos to you for making those attempts and talking to those people and, like, approaching those people, because again, it's scary as heck because you're putting yourself out there. That's why it's scary. And for you to try, and then even though they may not work, you recognize, you know what? I'm stepping back on this, and I'll have them talk to me. So that is great, I think. You know, we gotta make our efforts, and if things don't happen, then, well, we gotta move on, find something else. So hey, you guys, before I move forward, you're still with me, right? This is just a plug on my Instagram for Lady Jig Love Exchange, Lady_Jig_Love_Exchange. I'm sure once you search Lady_Jig, you'll probably find me. I'm the one where I don't show my face because, again, I'm anonymous. Anyway, so check that out. Now, I want to talk about all the friends that said they would talk to the cutie, but they have their own ways of going about it. So, for example, Adam, smile, have eye contact. If they reciprocate and it's, you know, you can tell it's a green light, just approach them and say some silly stuff for a laugh. Because to him, that will break down walls and more comfortable for people to give their number out. I'm like, okay, I guess. I think that can work. There's been people who did try to make me laugh, but it didn't work. So it's not going to be 100% a go, but that is a good try. It depends what you say. Maybe it depends how long you've spoke with them in the moment. Depends on the setting even. So thank you. Thank you for that. Shay says, what are my intentions? Okay, so this, I love this girl. She has a thought process behind this, because for her, she usually doesn't approach people in these settings, just cut in and out, right? You're in the grocery store, you're there to buy the mayonnaise, you're out, you're there to work out at the gym, that's it, and then move on, right? So it's not like something that she does to want to talk to people, because it's not that type of setting. She would rather, unless it's more of a social setting. She didn't give me examples of these quote-unquote social settings, but I'm guessing like a bar or something like that. Nino says, I never use pickup lines. I just use my setting, because, which can be tough. So yeah, it depends what setting you are in. You just have to find a way to see what to use. And Tyler from Gaming Trends and More. So he has an anchor that I follow, and it's pretty cool. So it's basically what the title is. He talks about gaming and trends and things like that. So check it out for sure. So yeah, for him, if he sees like a cutie, just say hi, start a normal conversation, and at the end of the conversation, ask if she wants to meet up. Very bold of you, Tyler. Very, very bold. Has this work? I want to know. Because I think, and I'm not dogging you, I'm sure it has worked for you, but dude, it's hard. It is hard. Like for me, honestly, I don't imagine myself asking anyone out. Like I just want to say hi and see where that goes. And hoping maybe the guy will ask me out. hoping. Doesn't have to be. If I have the guts at that moment, then yeah. Maybe if I was slightly drunk and I had the courage, the liquid courage, maybe. Maybe it'll lead to there. Mario says, if equal interest, ask the cute girl for a cup of coffee or a drink to start. Love it. Very direct, straight to the point. Please tell me if that worked or not. I want to ask all these people. These people are like, yeah, it worked, you know, aren't. They didn't say they work, but they're just very like gung-ho. And maybe this is just their ideal situation. I just have to ask them. I should have asked them, has this worked for you? And then Robert says, I wouldn't because I assume they're not queer. So he's queer and I guess he doesn't even want to try to ask because he just thinks like, oh, they're probably not queer. So that's an interesting answer coming from him because I think for straight people, it's like, I don't know. I think we always assume that, oh, that person's straight, you know, but we don't know. So I think for him, my friend, he doesn't even try because he assumes they're not straight. So anyway, yeah, so there's that. So those are interesting answers. All of them have their methods. All of them are like particular on how to go about it. So good for them. And, you know, for those who don't want to talk to that person, it's all good. It is all good as well. There's different ways to approach someone. Maybe it's not at a public setting. Maybe it's, you know, somewhere that you see them constantly in a daily basis, right? It could be in church or school or at work or something like that. Okay, before I have a conclusion of this topic here, I want to thank you to all those people who took the time to respond to me. I sent out these texts to a bunch of my friends and colleagues and asked them these questions, and I have people who respond. Not everyone may not respond all the time, but that's okay. So thank you to Rich, to Cece, to Day Day, to Olga, Ronnie, Glow Visuals, Adam, Shay, Nino, Tyler, Manuel from Manuel the Band, Caitlin, Mario, Robert, and I think that's it. I think that's all I have. Thank you for taking the time to respond to me, and I hope you like this podcast. All right, conclusion, everyone. There you have it. You heard different sides. We had two types of answers. We have those who said, no, I'll just admire from afar, and those who said, who basically, yeah, I'll do it. This is what I'm going to do, right? And that's great. We're all different here. And I know the whole idea of approaching a cute stranger is scary as hell. And it is because we don't like rejection. Nobody likes rejection because it hits like a deeper core in ourselves that rejection means like we're not good enough. And that sucks ass. Like nobody likes that feeling, right? But we got to remind ourselves that we got to put ourselves out there and try new things. And even if it's like talking to someone that we think is cute, right? So for those who said, no, I'm going to admire from afar. Now, for some of these, some of my friends are taken. So they're not going to for damn sure approach a cutie. I hope not. So you can admire them from afar. That's all good. You can look, but you can't touch, as they say. But for those of you that are single, I know who you are. And I know you've told me you're shy. And I get that. I know it's scary. But please, I do encourage you to make it a goal once in your life. Even if it's once in your life, or if you could try this month to be like, I'm going to approach someone. I mean, don't force it. You know what I mean? Don't force it like Lady Jake said this, I'm going to try. I mean, obviously you're not going to do what I say here, but think about it. Think about it, right? About approaching someone. And, you know, if you're really are scared, I don't recommend then like some place that you frequent, like so not a coffee shop or like the grocery store where you might see them again, because that might feel awkward if they said no in the first try or whatever. Not to say you'll have a second try, maybe you will, because who knows. Anyway, but if you're out on a trip, like in a town that you'll never be in for like ever or never, or you're out in a music festival or something like that, like someplace where you're not gonna see them again, that is the right setting to do this, because you're not gonna see them again. There's no way that you're gonna be like, oh my God, there's Cheryl. There's Cheryl who said no to me. You know what I mean? Like, no, what's the likely chance that you're gonna see that same person in a bar that you were like had a convention in, like a city where there was a convention, and you know, just do it. Just go up to them and be like, hey, you wanna have a drink or something? I don't know. Find something to say. I'm not gonna tell you what it is. Cause look, it's all about trying. And I think trying in itself is such a hard thing to do that we got to give ourselves credit. Like, if we don't try, we're already failing. So think about this way as well. Like, if, you know, just go out there swinging, basically. Even if it's not a home run and it's a miss, at least you made the effort. At least you swung all your might. And even though you didn't make it well, you tried, and you could say to yourself, I did it. And who knows, maybe after that, you'll be so like into it, you're gonna start talking to all kinds of people. Anyway, that's just me. You don't have to take my advice if you're like sweating balls and shitting, you know, from your ass because you're so nervous about it. Don't do it then, don't do it. But I don't think it's gonna be too harmful. You know, just first of all, think about it before you do it. And if you find yourself that you're ready, then yeah, go for it. But if not, then don't do it. I'm just encouraging you. That's it. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this podcast. This is pretty long. I don't make podcasts this long, but I have a friend who was like, your podcast is too short, blah, blah, blah. Okay, he didn't say it like that, but you know, I get it. anyway, I hope you guys are having a wonderful, wonderful day. And correction, this is actually my 147th episode. I had to put in another episode in between. But anyway, this is 147. So thank you for those who are even listening to me the first time, for those who've been listening consistently, who have been listening even once or twice. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And then please check out my Instagram. Like I've mentioned before, Lady Jig Love Exchange. There's underscores in between those words. So yeah, be good to yourself. Be good to others. Peace.